Okay, we'll continue now with question 6. What is the national sport of Japan? Okay, would you like to start this one?
Yes. Sumo is considered Japan's national sport. And sumo began as a sacred Shinto rite to foretell an abundance of harvest and to predict the will of gods, Shinto gods.
Okay.
It still retains its national Shinto ideas, including a referee dressed like a Shinto priest and rituals that competitors clap hands, showing respect, and stomp their feet to ward off the evil spirits and toss salt to purify the ground. In the sumo match, the first man to touch the ground with any part of the body and also pushed out of the ring will lose. And fighters' names and relative ranking is published after each tournament in an official list called Banzuke.
Okay. All right, you kind of recycled the answer. That's okay. Good. Okay, tell me, what is the national sport of Japan?
There are many national sports, such as sumo, judo, kendo, aikido, something. Sumo is the most popular national sport. As for judo, it is very popular even in the world. Since the Tokyo Olympic Games in 1964.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Nowadays, students in high school and in junior high school are supposed to practice for a certain period.
What are they going to practice, judo or sumo?
Judo.
Judo, okay.
Judo, yeah. They practice judo.
Okay. Yeah, go back to sumo. So, is sumo the national sport? I think that's what you said, right? But there are other national sports.
Yeah, national sport. Sumo and other sports such as judo, karate, such.
Okay.
As for judo.
Okay.
As for judo, it is practiced by students in high school and junior high school as a physical education for a certain period.
Okay, it's okay, but I think what they're asking is, what is the national sport? What are national sports of Japan? Is you really have to choose. You know, if you say, what are national sports? So then you got kudo, judo, aikido, sumo. But the national sport is like, what is the main sport? So stay with that answer. With maybe if you're going to choose sumo, then I would probably choose sumo. That's what they expect at the guide test.
Okay.
So probably don't need to go too much detail into judo and other things. So, you know, what you can say, sumo, there are many sports native to Japan.
Uh-huh.
There are many sports that are native to Japan, such as, you know, kendo, judo, you know, and the aikido or things like this. But the main national sport is sumo.
Uh-huh.
But even though it's not an official national sport, it's probably the one that people recognize to be the national sport.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. That's what they expect. If you say kendo or kudo, they're probably going to be surprised. So we would call them native sports. But national sport is like the most popular and played and watched. So sumo is not played so much, but it's watched a lot.
Does it have to be a native sport?
Well, if you're going to pick baseball, you could, you know, so one of the questions, what is a native sport? So it's something that's really popular.
Mm-hmm.
And part of it is also, should be more native, you know. So you could, for your baseball, you know, probably the native national sport is sumo, but maybe the most popular sport is baseball. I think in the Gaikes, they want you to answer sumo for this.
Okay.
That's what they want. They don't want baseball. They don't want judo. No, no. I honestly don't think they want you to say judo or baseball. They want sumo.
Okay.
All right. So just, you know, like she said, recycle your answer for what is sumo. I think it works. Okay. All right. So what is the most popular, what is the national sport of Japan?
Sumo is, because it is considered to be the oldest national sport established in Japan and related to indigenous rituals such as harvesting festivals. And long time ago, in Nara period and Heian period, the Nara period and the Heian period during the 8th to 9th century, sumo players used to luck the harvesting, used to play sports to predict the fortune of harvesting.
Probably not predict, fortune. Predict the harvesting. Yeah, predict. Harvest. Not harvesting, harvest.
Harvesting.
Yeah. Harvest.
Harvest.
To predict the harvest.
To predict the harvest.
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. So he has baseball ready, but let's see. What is your answer for what is the national sport of Japan? I think you need to switch it.
No, I picked a small.
Oh, okay.
But I wonder what other sports that I could think of.
Okay.
But small. It's the same question, right?
Yeah, what is the national sport in Japan?
Sumo is said to be a national sport in terms of originality, and length of history, and popularity. And sumo started as a part of Shinto ritual. They compete against each other on the hard mountain, the hard pounded go to ring. And even today, sumo still maintain many ritual elements, and one with the most spectacular sport in Japan. And although sumo is a national sport, there are many foreign wrestlers who dominate high-ranking positions, such as grand champion Yokozuna.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
I think it's my answer. It's small.
Yeah, it's for sure, but that's fine. I think that's fine. Yeah, actually. And again, you don't have to go into too much detail about what is sumo unless you want. Just, you know, I think. But yeah, I think that's good. Originality or what? Basic native sport. Popularity and the time it's been. Length, yeah, you said the length of time or the time it's been played. So I think that those make for a national sport. Okay, I think that's why, for example, baseball is still considered America's national sport because it's older than football. And nowadays, football has become maybe a little bit more popular, but it's still, people say, you know, baseball is a national sport because it's kind of more traditional and older. So I think that's what they want. So anyway, in the guide test, answer sumo. That's what they expect you to answer. So even if you don't like that, say what they want to hear. Okay. Good. Okay, I think we'll go on to the next question because, again, we've talked about sumo before. Let's go to what is the most popular sport in Japan. And now you can talk about anything you want, but I don't think, you know, tennis or race car driving are the most popular sports. So stick to, you know, basic three. What are the basic three?
Walking, bowling, and swimming.
Well, those are popular, but I think when they mean popular as far as viewing.
For viewing.
Viewer sports.
Spectator sports.
Spectator sports. So that's what? Baseball, sumo, and soccer.
Oh, I see.
Probably. But what is the most popular sport in Japan? The most popular spectator sports are these. Da, 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 da. But also, like you say, other popular sports and activities, what? Tennis, you said, you know, walking. What did you say?
Walking.
Yes.
First place is walking.
Walking.
And bowling.
Oh,
and
bowling.
Swimming.
Okay, so you can. Yeah, you can say that. As far as what? Playing sports. So walking, bowling, and swimming?
Yes.
are the most popular. But as far as spectator sports, baseball, sumo, and soccer, and I think that's what they want to hear. Okay, but you can add that to your answer, of course. There's also popular, you know, playing sports. So what is the most popular sport in Japan?
Okay, for children, baseball and soccer are popular sports. For adults, golf, tennis, swimming, and bowling are quite popular. As for a spectator sport, some families go to ballpark or soccer stadium on weekends, as well as utilizing summer break of children. And in winter times, people enjoy ski and snowboards.
Skiing and snowboarding.
Mm. And in summer time, people enjoy marine sports and go to the southern part of Japan, especially Okinawa Islands.
Okay. All right. That's fine. I think, though, answer the question. What is the most popular sport?
The most popular sport? I think baseball is still the most popular sport because well, not only professional baseball, but also we have a high school baseball tournament, and it is quite popular.
Okay, so that's what they want to hear. What is the most popular sport? They don't know. What are popular sports? This is the thing you need to listen to in the Gaiken. What are popular sports? Right? Are sports. What is sport? So answer first this part, then you can talk about this. They didn't say what are popular sports, but what is the most popular sport? And it's difficult to say, you know, but probably the most popular sport is baseball in terms of people watching and in terms of people playing. Another one is soccer, and probably also then sumo is a very popular spectator sport. There are many sports Japanese do. Then, you know, skiing and snowboarding and tennis and bicycle riding and other stuff. So, but try to focus on what the answer is then for what is the most popular sport. Okay? So I would put that first. And then you have a good answer for all the other things that people play. Okay, good. How about the same question? What is the most popular sport in Japan?
I would say the most popular sport in Japan is baseball. And many elementary school children join the baseball club in the schools.
Okay, enjoy the baseball. They enjoy playing baseball.
That's just... They enjoy playing baseball, mm-hmm. and they dream about playing baseball much in high school baseball.
Okay.
And also many many people are many, and also there is a professional baseball league, and also some Japanese players are playing in the major league in the United States.
Okay.
So it attracts many people. And also another popular sport is soccer. And soccer is popular among younger generations.
Among younger people. Okay.
And the soccer is popular among younger people. And although the professional leagues has been established relatively recently, there are World Cups.
There was the World Cup.
The World Cup. Mm. And in this year...
In Japan, you mean? Or there are World Cup games?
Games.
Okay, so there are World Cup games.
There are World Cup games. And in this year, the World Cup was held in South Africa. Mm-hmm. And the Japanese players tried very hard. And their teamwork they had a good teamwork and it attracted many people, so the popularity of soccer might be increasing.
Okay, good. All right. So I think, does everyone get the scheme of this is what is the most popular sport? So, you know, baseball is one because why? Lots of people play, lots of people watch. Soccer is popular because lots of people play, lots of people watch. Those are the two that are probably the most popular. So, sumo, I believe, is number three in terms of spectator sport. Okay. Then there are lots of other different sports that people play lots of different things. Okay. Is everybody okay with that?
Yes.
Okay. Good. I think we'll go on because I have a lot of other questions I want to ask and practice. So we'll go on to number eight. What is Hanetsuki?
Hanetsuki is a badminton-like game usually played by young girls in New Year time. And it's a game of hitting a shuttlecock with a wooden, ornamented wooden
paddle
or a racket.
Okay.
And today, Hanetsuki has gone out of style, but Hagoita, the ornamented wooden paddle, are popular as Japanese souvenirs for tourists from overseas.
Okay, right. So, okay, probably ornamented or probably decorated is better.
Decorated.
Yeah, it's maybe
decorated
a little bit.
Wooden paddle.
Right. Okay, good. Okay, what is Hanetsuki?
Hanetsuki is a traditional Japanese New Year game played by girls dressed in beautiful kimono. It's just like badminton, but they use a decorated paddle. But it is right now very rare to see these girls play Hanetsuki.
Wait, not these girls, just see girls.
See girls. Mm. See girls play Hanetsuki.
Okay.
Instead of that, they play. They play video games and watching TV inside the house, instead of the outside outdoor games.
Right. So instead of what? Say that again. Instead of playing video. Instead of playing.
Playing.
Hanetsuki. They play.
They play.
The video games and watch TV.
And watch TV.
Yeah. TV.
TV programs.
Right. Okay. Good. What is another traditional New Year's game?
There are many. For example, kite flying for boys, and also top. I don't know. Rotating top.
No, we say
playing top.
We say spinning a top.
Spinning a top.
Okay, so spinning a top.
Okay. And card games we call karuta. And Sugoroku, which is I'm not sure what you call that in Japanese.
What is it?
Sugoroku.
Sugoroku, isn't that where you make a you blindfolded?
No,
that's a different.
It's
you,
we use the
dice. Rolling the dice.
Uh-huh.
And then you advance. 1, 2, 3, 4, something.
Oh, okay.
Like the back or
to the so
board. Oh, okay. It's a board game like?
Board game.
Oh, okay. What is the game that you. Isn't this when you blindfold and you make a face?
Fukuwarai.
Is that at New Year's also?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. That Fukuwarai. I heard that, yeah. Okay, good. So that's that. So Hanetsuki. Let's try once more. What is Hanetsuki?
Hanetsuki is a Japanese badminton for girls played during the New Year's holidays. You use battle dolls, which are wooden rackets like miniature cricket rackets, and a shuttlecock, which is made of real feathers.
And what happens to the loser?
I really don't know what happens to the losers.
Don't know. Do you know? What happens to the loser in Hanetsuki?
Girls who fail to hit the shuttlecock, they get painted on the face with Indian ink. And I never seen girls being painted, but that's what they say.
Yeah, I've seen TV shows or movies, right? Okay, good. All right, why don't you try? What is Hanetsuki?
Hanetsuki is a traditional New Year game played similar to badminton and played with a decorated wooden paddle by girls dressing kimono. So girls who fail to hit the shuttlecock, they get painted on the face with India ink. But Hanetsuki is no longer as popular as it used to be. So they, those Hagoita are sold only on decorative purpose.
For decoration.
For decoration.
Okay, good. Okay, let's go to question number 9. What is dojo? And this answer is okay. It is dojo is a hall for practicing martial arts. Dojo is a hall where people practice martial arts. According to the type of martial art, the floor is either wood or covered with tatami mats. So dojo is a hall for practicing martial arts. According to the type of martial art, the floor is either wood or tatami. Okay, so this one is more or less a short answer. Now, what I want to know, what does practicing mean here? Like, renshu practice or doing tournaments? Because the term practice can is kind of vague. Anyway, do you know when they say practice martial arts? Because if someone in America read this, practice means renshu, not performing it. So is a dojo a place where you perform it, practice it, like preparing, or is it for both?
Both.
Both, right? Okay. So you might want to say do. So dojo is a place where people do martial arts, play martial arts. Okay. Because this is a formal interpretation of practice. Okay. Okay, so what is dojo?
Okay, dojo is a hall for martial arts practice as well as performance.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And according to the martial art, the floor, it has a floor as well as tatami. That is, in the case of kendo, a floor.
Wooden floor.
Uh-huh. Wooden floor.
Uh-huh.
And then in the case of karate and judo, tatami mats are used. And there are, you can see dojos at school, and also, interestingly, many buildings of police stations and self-defense forces, they have dojo because martial arts are highly recommended for self-discipline as well as for self-defense. Hmm.
Okay. Yeah, good. All right. What is dojo?
Dojo is hall where people train. Dojo is a hall where people train martial arts. And according to the type of martial arts, the floor is either wooden or covered with tatami mats.
What kind of martial arts do people play?
Oh.
On the wooden floor.
On wooden floor, martial arts such as kendo are practiced.
Good. What's kendo?
Well, kendo is our traditional Japanese martial arts, and it is like fencing. And the points are scored by striking the opponent's head, wrist, or body.
Okay. have to be. That's fine. It's probably okay. It's not okay, but it's probably okay, right? You know, right? Kendo.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. What did she say? They're hitting the person's head. Okay, why don't you tell me? Tell me what is kendo. Let's see. Right, it's not head and it's not body. You have to be more specific, okay? What is kendo?
Oh, the kendo is a martial art of swordsmanship, like fencing. When they hit the...
maybe to win?
To win, they have to hit... the trunk, body,
trunk,
mm-hmm. or wrist, or the head, or they should thrash, the throat, push or thrash,
yes.
Thrash.
To the throat, yeah. Okay, good. All right. Yeah, what I'm saying is, it's not head. Head could be here. Is this okay? Do you win? On the side of the head. The top of the head only, right? Not the head. You hit the head, you hit the nose, you hit the ear, you hit the neck. No, top of head.
Top of the head.
Right? So top of head. Okay, so that's fine. Torso, trunk or torso is okay. It depends on what I've heard different sorts of. The front is no good. It's the side, right? Yeah. It's not just the front. That mine is so big, anyone can hit, right? But it's the side of the torso, I believe, correct? Side, not the front.
Yes.
So it's the side of the torso or trunk, and it's the top of the head, and it's the wrist. Okay. Side of the trunk, the wrist, top of the head, and the throat. Now what I heard, most places do not do this throat thing because it's very dangerous. It's still a part of a rule depending on where you play, but I heard in high school it's not allowed because it's dangerous, right? Yeah. So it's part of the official rules, but depending on where you play, many places now I heard they don't do it because it can be dangerous and...
Thrust is okay.
Thrust, yes, that's what it is. Thrust it, well, hit it, poke it, stick it. There's many words you can say. I don't think they're going to worry in the guide test if you do not say thrust. Oh. But that's fine.
So thrust. Hit is okay.
I think hit is okay, anything like that. Thrust, hit the throat, thrust the throat. Strike. I don't know if strike doesn't mean anything. Strike is more like hitting, but it's kind of like striking the throat. So some of those would work. Okay, good. Okay. What do you have for dojo? What is dojo?
A dojo. It's a hall for doing and practicing martial arts.
Okay.
According to the type of martial arts, the floors either wooden or tatami. Mats.
Okay. What are some sports that play? What are some sports that use tatami mats?
Judo, Aikido, and karate.
Okay. Good. All right. Good. Let's go to kokoyaku. What is kokoyaku?
Oh, kokoyaku is the baseball, high school baseball tournament.
I'm not sure. This is what I'm questioning. Kokoyaku really just means high school baseball, no?
High school. Kokoyaku. Yeah, literally means high school.
So it's not the tournament, but kind of means. It's like hanami means cherry blossom picnic, even though it's flower viewing. So I'm not sure. However you want to answer, but I would say kokoyaku means high school baseball.
High school baseball.
Yeah, and then there are big tournaments held for high school baseball. Yeah. Okay? All right, why don't we try again? What is kokoyaku?
Kokoyaku literally means high school baseball. Mm-hmm. And actually, two tournaments are held in spring. In spring, mm-hmm. And in summer.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And this is the very big tournament which draws many Japanese enthusiastic people. Mm. They watch TV every day for 2 weeks. And because it is so popular that many young athletes are attracted by this baseball, and that many other people, or many other many other sports are not neglected, but they made light.
I don't think you need to say that. Don't even say that sentence if you have trouble. You don't really need to say it. Okay. So during that time, everybody likes to watch it.
Okay.
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 Good. What is Kokoyakyu?
Kokoyakyu literally means high school baseball, but it usually refers to the tournament for high school boys held during spring and summertime every year. And normally, 49 schools go to the tournaments every term. Two from Tokyo, two from Hokkaido, and one from each other prefectures other than Tokyo and Hokkaido. The tournaments are shown in a baseball field called Koshien Kyujo in west part of Japan, near Osaka.
Okay. Why is this Kokoyakyu so popular? What are reasons why it's so popular? Hmm? Yeah, do you have a
question? Because in Japan, usually people pray for youth, and high school students are symbols of youth, and also Japanese people love to see baseball.
Okay, so good. So the youth, they're symbols for youth, okay. Japanese people would love baseball, okay. All right. Anything else you can think of? No, okay. There's several other reasons. Good. Why is this Kokoyakyu so popular?
I think in order to attend the national championship game held at the Koshien, there are preliminary games on each district and prefectures to represent those areas, regions. So people come from those areas wanted to root for those teams where they come from. So that's one reason that they get excited to watch the national champion.
Okay. Sure. So cheering for hometown, cheering for their hometown team.
Hometown team.
Okay. And
what else? Of course, baseball is very popular.
Yeah, let's hear love baseball. Oh, okay.
Anybody else? Husband.
Why do they like? Isn't Koshien's in Hyogo, right?
Right. Yes.
Yeah. So.
Other than those.
Yeah. Other than those. So.
A long history, and talking about a major one, that is summer tournament. This year marked the 92nd tournament, so it's a long history.
Okay.
Also, we can see the future professional baseball player because over 4,000 teams join. And only selected teams are able to match. So, hitter as well as pitcher can be selected for the future professional leaders.
Yeah, that's a good reason. Yeah, future professional players, as people watch to see, oh, who's like the star player this year? Who is like, you know, going to be the newest Ichiro or something, right? Or Matsui or whoever. Okay, one other reason, does anybody know? When you compare professional baseball and this high school baseball, what's the big difference?
Sudden death.
Well, there's sudden death, yeah, but what else?
Teamwork.
Do professional baseball players cry?
Yes, sometimes.
They probably do, but not on the TV, right? So there's a lot of emotion in this, right? The little boy, they cry because they win, they cry because they lose. And they also, what, make mistakes. Mm. Professional baseball, many times, it to me, is boring because it's just like a machine. They hit the ball, somebody catches out. They hit the ball, somebody throws it out. Or they, you know, sometimes there's excitement, but most of the time, it's like a machine. But high school baseball, you never know what's going to happen. They make lots of mistakes. Some teams play really badly, some teams play well. So there's a little bit more kind of excitement of, you not know, but professional baseball is pretty standard. So that's another reason people like a little bit more excitement of maybe more misses, dramatic, yeah, that kind of thing. Okay, so lots of reasons. Symbols for, you know, youth are symbols for the youth. The people love baseball anyway. The people cheer for their hometown team. There's a long history of this, and future professional players. There's more emotion, and there's also a little bit more drama. So lots of reasons why they like Kokoyaku. Okay. I'm not sure who. Okay, we'll just quickly go around. What is Aikido? Everyone's passing too. Okay, what is Aikido?
Aikido is one of the Japanese martial arts. It is established around the 1940s. And the Aikido puts an emphasis on self-defense. And it is not for fighting against enemies and just preventing the attacks from the enemies, and it is popular among health-conscious people.
Okay, good. Yeah, that's the basic characteristic, is it's not an offensive sport. It's strictly for self-defense, right? Good. Okay, what is Aikido?
Aikido is a martial art to control an opponent using a ki, the mental energy.
Okay.
By concentrating power in one spot to defeat an opponent. Aikido uses bare hands to control an opponent without injuring him. It isn't a martial art of attack, but of art-free dodging an opponent's attack.
Okay, good. What is Aikido?
Aikido is the art of unarmed defense, which has been developed since about 100 years ago. Various holds and circular movements are used to neutralize the opponent's power. In Aikido, the mental training is considered very important, as well as rather than games or matches. And also, of course, the physical training is important. Mm.
Okay, good. One more time. What is Aikido?
Aikido is a self-defensive martial art established by Jōhei Makishiba during the early 20th century. You use the opponent's physical strength and weight to create a dynamic power which can be used to defeat a competitor.
Okay, good. Yeah, again, you said that was fine. It's good. Martial art, yes, that's fine. I think you might have had a trouble.
I said Aikido is one of the Japanese martial arts.
Yeah, that's fine. One of the martial arts, yeah, I think is fine. And we're talking about Kendo, I think you said, is one of Japanese martial arts. Or one is a martial arts, right? So be careful of that. Do you understand what you're saying? Is a martial art, one of the martial arts. And as I say, be careful, because not just here, but many students have the Japanese tsutsu. Tsutsuben, I call it, because it's like waishatsu, right? That kind of thing. So one shirt is still shatsu, right? So don't use the katakana. Be careful of that, okay? Good. So a martial art, no tsu. Okay, good. Okay, let's go on. Everything, yeah, I think that's pretty clear. Aikido is basically used as a self-defense, and you use the power of the opponent to, what, deflect blows and hits. Good. What last question today is, what is Kyudo?
Kyudo is, Kyudo literally means the way of the bow.
Bow?
Bow.
Okay, yeah, bow. English is B-O-W, this time is bow.
Bow. Bow. Okay. It's the art of traditional Japanese archery. And it was vigorously exercised to train samurai's warriors' soul and body, even after the firearms were introduced from Portugal in the 16th century.
Okay, samurai warriors.
Warriors'
arms. Was that? What was
firearms.
It?
Firearms.
Yeah, no, before that, you said samurai.
Trains warriors' body and soul.
Bodies and
bodies,
souls.
Bodies and souls.
Samurai warriors, meaning more than one. Bodies okay. and souls.
Bodies and souls.
Okay, good.
And even after firearms were introduced okay. from foreign countries. Mm-hmm. And after World War II, Kyudo was suspended for a little while. Then little after, later on, it spread across Japan as well as other martial arts such as Judo and Kendo. Mm. And the bow is longer than the Western archeries.
Okay, say it again.
The bow is longer than Western bow.
Than the Western bow.
Okay. And it's made of wood and bamboo. And the players usually wear traditional clothing while playing Kyudo.
Good. What is hakama?
Hakama is pleated skirts.
Not skirts.
Skirts.
This is a bit.
Pleated skirt.
Okay.
And it's a traditional clothing. And they... usually, ladies or girls wear those hakama in the graduation ceremony.
Right,
and also they play, wear when they play kyudo.
Kyudo, and the aikido is also?
Yes.
Hakama? Yes. So rather than pleated skirt, I know that's what the definition you find a lot in the guidebook is, but or in the internet, but it's not pleated skirt. It's like they also have divided skirt, right? Not pleated skirt, divided. Skirt. But I just say baggy trousers.
Baggy trousers.
Very baggy trousers. Or culottes. Do you know what culottes are? Or like baggy culottes.
Is culotte English or French?
Well, and they pronounce it, it might be French originally, but American people say culotte, cool, like not Q, but. In Japanese, it's kyudo or something, right? But in America, we say ku. Probably in England, they say ku. Because in America, we say coupon. In Japanese, coupon. In England, they say coupon. But anyway, I would say it's like that. Good. Okay?
Baggy pants is okay.
Yeah, baggy pants is okay. Very baggy pants. Pleated baggy pants, if you like. Okay? Good. What is Kyudo?
Kyudo is a Japanese style archery, and in comparison with Western archery, the bow is longer and it is made of wood or bamboo. And the roots of Kyudo can be traced back to ancient times, but still the form itself. Style itself remains the original one, while the other martial arts have changed their style and to become more modernized. And the unique character of Kyudo is about 50% of athletes and lovers are female. That is,
athletes and lovers.
Lovers means people who like.
Enjoy. I would just take out lover. Just,
okay.
Okay. So what's more?
Athletes are female.
Okay. So 50% of athletes are female. Good. I forget myself, but what is the distance of shooting the target? Aren't there two distances? Do you know the distances, how far they have to shoot the arrow?
I'm not familiar to the actual meters, but probably from the edge of this room to the opposite.
Okay. How many meters? Does anyone know? Isn't it 60?
Wow. No, it's...
30?
Yeah, 30, 40, something.
Something like, okay, but there's two distances. Isn't there a short and a long? There's two distances, I know, short and long, right. And I thought someone, maybe it's 30 then. Yeah. 30 meters is the long, and then there's a shorter one. So, unfortunately, I forgot my numbers, but...
It says that the 60 meters.
It is 60. Long, see, I knew it was in my head.
Short one is 28.
Okay. See, that's why 60 and 30 were in my head. So, so it's 60.
It's long.
Yeah. Okay. So then I forgot. I remembered 60, but you said no. I go okay. But yeah, 60 and then 28, around 30. So there's two distances. Okay.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
So suppose I receive this type of question, but on the actual examination, I don't have any number at all. But so what would be the
Okay, there's a funny answer people give. Well, I'm not really sure right now, but I'll check this and let you know later. As if you're talking to a tourist, right? But, like you said, you don't know exactly, maybe about the size of this room or something like that. If you have something to go by, yeah, you could say that, if you have an idea. But, okay, yeah. What is... Everyone, well, do you want to try... No, we'll go on. I want to try... Kendall, you want a karate? What is karate? It's not here.
Oh.
I'll let everyone try a few of these answers that are not here. What is karate?
Karate is one of the traditional Japanese martial arts, and it was introduced from China to Okinawa, and during the Edo period, Okinawa was called Ryukyu. And Ryukyu was governed by the present Kagoshima Prefecture. And Ryukyu people didn't allow to have...
Ryukyu people were not allowed to have...
Ryukyu people were not allowed to have weapons, so they practiced karate, and which is kicking or something. And right. It spread to all over Japan.
Mm. It spread?
Spread all over Japan.
Yeah, today. Good. Okay, good. So Okinawa, it was called Ryukyu. It's still the Ryukyu, right? Mm-hmm. So Okinawa area is called Ryukyu. Okay, or it was the kingdom of Ryukyu at one time, right? Okay, good. That's good. Yeah, Okinawa, Ryukyu people weren't allowed to have arms because Kagoshima was afraid they would attack. So they wouldn't allow them to have arms, and so they developed this self-defense. Good, this martial art, good. What is judo?
Judo is also armed self-defense.
Okay.
And practiced or done on tatami mat, usually.
Mm-hmm.
And with judo costumes on. And depends on the proficiency. There's a belt color. The difference in color. The belt color is different.
Okay.
Black belt is the highest. I don't know.
Is black belt highest?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Karate also. What is red? Red is instructor.
The highest.
Red is highest.
Red
in which
the
one?
Highest.
Karate.
Both. Karate and judo.
Yeah, red is the highest, right? Not black.
Red and white, black, brown, white, and blue.
Oh, okay. So you must do something?
I just checked.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, black people, so black belt is really a very high level, but the highest, I think, is red. Yeah. Okay, good. What's the difference between judo and aikido? What are differences between judo and aikido?
Judo and aikido, the difference is
a little bit difficult question. Judo developed from Jujutsu, which is the martial art in the during the Edo period. And Jujutsu was it originated in the Taisho period, which is about 100 years ago. And Judo, the fundamental concept of Judo is to utilize the opponent's strength and weight. But in, you said Aikido.
You said Judo and no. Aikido.
Judo and Aikido.
Okay, yeah.
In Aikido, it's the fundamental concept of Aikido is to neutralize the opponent's strength and weight. Mm. So, which is a fundamental difference between them.
And so what do you do in Judo? So Judo is what? So the difference between Aikido is the Aikido uses the opponent's strength or neutralizes the opponent's strength.
Yeah.
And what about Judo? Do they neutralize it?
Not necessarily neutralize, but utilize.
Okay, they use it, but see, Judo and Aikido are different. Aikido is totally self-defense. It neutralizes. Aikido is more aggressive. It's fighting. Judo. Yeah, I'm sorry, did I say Aikido? Judo is more aggressive and fighting.
Yes.
Right, so Aikido
is, for example, in the training, Aikido, in many cases, they just sit, and the attacker comes.
Yes.
Try to attack the person who is sitting.
Right, so the attacker could be doing judo.
Yeah. So, it's different. In the case of judo, both stand and try to attack each other.
Right, okay.
It's different.
Right, and judo has tournaments and competition? And Aikido has no competition.
No,
it's totally just to neutralize the person's strength, learn how to do that. So it's not a competitive sport. Judo's competitive sport. And of course the other difference is obvious, is judo is an Olympic sport, Aikido is not.
Yeah.
Right. So I mean that's just a superficial difference, but it is true.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so I guess we've kind of finished these sports. I didn't get a chance to ask you about pachinko or shogi or go, so think about how to answer that. Okay. Think about finish. So what I need to know, if you have any questions, anything about today that you want to check? Yeah, you're okay? Good. All right. Well, thanks for coming. Next week is housing and gardens, and I love housing and gardens. I shouldn't say I don't like sports. I just don't have time to sit and watch or to play. But I live in a house, and I like gardens, so let's see what happens next week. Okay, good. So thank you for coming, and I'll see you next week.
Thank you.